before. I think this works. This is basically the study as it stands. We're encouraged very strongly by Ian Smith and other members on the clinical study group to include all patients. Lots of the pilot studies have just looked at low-risk, moderate-risk, or DCIS patients. Why don't we do a follow-up study looking at all patients? And again, as I said, Cardiff discharge all patients now at 3 years. So we didn't know the timing of discharge, so we proposed in the outline proposal that's sitting there with HTA that the low-risk patients, at the point of uncertainty, so around 1 year, randomise them to continued into 5-year hospital clinic visits or discharge to the alternative follow-up. Patients in the moderate NPI at around 2 years, randomised between continuing for 5 years into the hospital care or alternative follow-up. And the high-risk patients around 3 years, randomised between continuing into the hospital care for 5 years compared to alternative. And I'll go on in a minute to explain what the alternatives are. The timing of this fits in with the NICE 2002 discharge within 3 years compared to the 5 years that now the new NICE 2009 advocates that patients are kept in the system for at least 5 years. We're proposing to put this into a framework of annual surveillance mammography and a simple questionnaire, both on the alternative and hospital-based follow-up. And you can see some of the outcomes, but I'll come on to outcomes later.